wish I could understand again. No, because we continue. We stay strong. We stay true. We continue. We continue. And that continuity is a ministry. That continuity is in teaching men those same things that you have learned. Producing faithful men. When you stay faithful, you also produce men that will be faithful to that cause, to the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is the reason for that. Imagine if this gets into extinction, that men will start finding pleasure in things and life will be miserable. But we will ensure that the message of Christ continues. Continuity. Ministry, that is continuity. We ensure that is love for man. Give up a lot for this ministry. Give up a lot that men that will come in the generations will know, will find fulfillment just as we found. So we are committed to this. See, it is whatsoever we go. It is whatsoever it will cost. I am ready to give it all up. It's the greatest pursuit in life, hallelujah. Let's take up our Bibles, Philippians 3. Reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, Paul had a past. He was once a persecutor of the Christians. But by the time he had found his reason for life, what happened? He forgot the past. The past did not weigh him down anymore, because we can see how he produced men like Timothy. He did not allow the past weigh him down. Praise God. See Peter, Jesus' disciple. He denied Jesus, yes. But he was the same one that Jesus gave instructions to go and feed my man. So, he might have had a bad past or a good one. But we must never let our past prevent us from fulfilling that ministry which we've been called unto. We must never let our past weigh us down so much in our thoughts that we are not able to do God's work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a higher calling. So our focus is on that ministry, not on our past. So, whether you're a president, whether you've had a rough past, whatever it is, you can still serve God in the ministry of Jesus. You are the saved one. To save others, we have been given that ministry of reconciliation. So never let your past hold you back. Begin to see the realities in the scriptures, and you're asking yourself, is this me? Because, okay, I'm this before, I am not this. No. It is, you know, being born again, it is God that gave birth. It's a spiritual thing. It is that God by himself, you are born of God. You are born from above. This is who you are. And this is what must be your constant thoughts. For the believer, he has only one What made you lead ministry? Glory to Jesus. I'll pick myself up and run with this call. No distractions from my past. It's never too late to get back on track. There is ministry to me.
Never too late. stretching. I want 1,000 men, 10,000 men, hundreds of thousands of men. I turn to Jesus. See yourself go to nations where men have said they will not go. Come and I said, if I go here, I will die. You say, yes, I'm going there. I'm going there. I go there to get me saved for Jesus. I go there to get me saved for Jesus. Yes, you can be ambitious, oh God.
No.
You've just been hurt. You've been hurt so many times. No, it is not you. There is no you there. There is no you there. Don't put you in the picture. Christ is in you. Serve men as you serve Christ. Serve men as though you are serving Christ. Because yes, you are serving. You are serving Christ to men. So don't feel hurt. No. No, 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 no. Hearts are healed right now. It's not you. It's the ministry of Jesus. You are a minister. You have a master. You have a master that you will answer to. You have a master that you will answer to. You have a master that you will give reports to. It is not for man. It's for Christ. So you can pour out your own heart in ministry. You can give your all in ministry. Because you have a master. You serve your master as you serve men. You can pour out your all because you have one. You have a master, a good master that will reward you. Jesus, in the ministry of Jesus, much more focus.